Several top tech companies, from Google to Intel, have cut business relations with Chinese telecom giant Huawei. This after the Trump administration put the company on a blacklist last Friday. Let's start with Google. Emily, what happens to people who already own Huawei phones?
So Google has confirmed that they have suspended some parts of their business with Huawei as a result of this government blacklist. So they're no longer going to engage in any kind of business that requires the transfer of hardware or software to Huawei. And if you own a Huawei phone, the next version of the Huawei phones outside of China will lose access to some really popular Google apps like Google Play and Gmail. So that is fairly significant. They're going to stop providing all technical support and collaborative support for Android phones, and Huawei phones do operate on Android. So a really interesting development, of course, along with all of the other chip makers and U.S. suppliers that are impacted by this curtailing of U.S. supplies to Huawei.
Okay, so how could this hamper the rollout of 5G?
Well, Huawei is really the leader in 5G, which, you know, is part of the concern of the United States, in that they have what is understood to be the best networking equipment, the most advanced 5G-ready equipment around the world. And so the concern is that Huawei, and by installing Huawei equipment, more and more countries would be on Huawei networks and therefore more dependent on Huawei. And what the U.S. wants to do is keep that from happening, given the concerns about espionage, given the concerns about surveillance. And again, the tech community is very split on whether there's actually evidence to support this idea that there's something to worry about here. Europe hasn't taken the same stance as the United States has in terms of banning Huawei. So you've got many European countries that are still using Huawei or considering to use Huawei for their 5G networks. But the concern is that in blacklisting Huawei, that countries around the world won't move to 5G as quickly because they won't be using Huawei equipment.